Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 3. Aladdin. Once there was a poor boy called Aladdin. One day a man said to him, "I am your uncle. I will help you." He was not really Aladdin's uncle. He was a magician. "I will make you very rich," the magician said. He made a fire and black smoke came up. Then Aladdin saw a stone with a handle on it. "Pull that handle," said the magician. The stone came up and Aladdin could see a black well. "If you want to be rich, go down there," the magician said. "You will see a lamp. Bring it back to me. This ring will help you." Aladdin left the magician and went down to the bottom of the well. At the bottom of the well was a cave. There he saw a garden. Aladdin left the cave and went into the garden. There he saw jewels and a lamp. He took them back to the well. At the well, the magician said, "Give me the lamp."
"Help me out first," said Aladdin.
The magician was so angry that he put the stone back on the well, and Aladdin could not get out. Aladdin was in the garden for 3 days. Poor Aladdin was cold. He rubbed his hands. This rubbed the ring, too. A genie appeared in a puff of smoke.
"I am the genie of the ring," he said. "What is your wish?"
"I wish to go home," Aladdin said.
He was back home at once. Aladdin said,
"I must have some dinner, so I will sell this lamp."
"This lamp looks so old," his mother said. She rubbed it to make it look new.
There was a puff of smoke, and another genie appeared.
"What is your wish?"
said the genie of the lamp.
"I wish for some dinner," Aladdin said. At once, they had dinner.
Time went by. Aladdin was now a rich man. Every time he rubbed the lamp, the genie came to him. One day, Aladdin saw a princess go by, and he fell in love with her.
"I want to marry that princess," said Aladdin.
"We must go to see the king," his mother said.
They gave the king the jewels Aladdin had taken from the garden. The king said Aladdin could marry the princess. Aladdin rubbed the lamp.
"Genie, I wish for a really big house," he said.
Aladdin married the princess, and they lived in the big house. Time went by. One day, the magician came back. He saw Aladdin was rich.
"The magic lamp has made him rich," he said. "I must have it."
When Aladdin was away, the magician went to see the princess.
"I will give you a new lamp if you give me that old one," he said.
"A new lamp for Aladdin," the princess said.
She gave the magician Aladdin's old lamp. The magician rubbed the lamp.
"Genie, make Aladdin's house go away," he said.
The house and the princess disappeared. The king was very angry.
"Aladdin," he said, "get the princess back."
Aladdin rubbed the magic ring on his hand.
Genie of the ring, take me to the princess, he said. At once he was with the princess. The old lamp is magic, Aladdin said to the princess. We must get it back.
So that night, they gave the magician dinner.
Put this in his dinner, Aladdin said to the princess.
The magician ate his dinner and disappeared in a puff of smoke. Aladdin rubbed the lamp.
Genie, take us home, he said.
Aladdin and the princess were back home at once. They lived happily ever after with the magic lamp. How much do you remember about the story of Aladdin? Answer these questions and find out. Who does the magician pretend to be? What happens when Aladdin rubs the ring? What is magical about Aladdin's lamp? Who does Aladdin fall in love with? What makes the magician disappear? Look at the different story sentences and match them to the characters who said them.
Genie, I wish for a really big house. A new lamp for Aladdin.
I am your uncle. I will help you.
We must go to see the king.
Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 3. Aladdin. Read by Wayne Forrester. Retold by Gillian Powell. Illustrated by Livia Kologi. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2018.